With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says federal agents engaged in immigration enforcement need to use a softer touch. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In response to the ongoing unrest in Minnesota and cooperation from state and local officials, the administration is drawing down the number of ICE and Border Patrol officers. President Trump told NBC News that he ordered the removal of 700 federal agents from the state. Asked about lessons learned from Minnesota, the president said he learned that we can use a little bit of a softer touch. But, he added, you still have to be tough. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says it is vitally important the congressional debate over Homeland Security funding stay on track and not harm immigration enforcement.
We do not want these negotiations devolving into something that makes it harder to deport and detain dangerous illegal aliens that are in this country. That bill needs to be focused on protecting and ensuring that law enforcement officers are safe in their jobs, able to do what the American people expect them to do, and to deport and detain dangerous illegal aliens.
And he says Democrats have created too short of a window to debate Homeland Security funding.
The two-week funding bill is way too short in the first place. I mean, this is, they don't know what they want. All they know is they want to fight Trump. And that to me is a really bad motivation, and it's going to get them to make some bad decisions, which I think they're doing.
A Texas A&M professor who was fired last year after a video showed a student objecting to a children's literature lesson about gender identity has sued the school. Melissa McCool is alleging the university violated her rights by bowing to political pressure. Republican lawmakers, including the governor, had called for McCool's termination after seeing the video. This is SRN News. You might not want to let the kids watch the halftime show of the Super Bowl this year.
1 million moms, a conservative advocacy group, is issuing a warning over the headliner, Bad Bunny. He's a Puerto Rican-born rap artist who will reportedly spend his time on the halftime stage, putting on a show that, quote, honors queer icons, generations of drag, resistance, and cultural rebellion. Bad Bunny, whose real name is Benito Ocasio, is reportedly also planning to appear on stage dressed as a woman. Super Bowl 60 takes place this Sunday. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lawsuit accuses a California doctor violating Texas pro-life laws. The complaint has been filed under a new Texas measure allowing private citizens to sue abortion pill providers for sending drugs into state by mail. Complaint accuses the same doctor for allegedly mailing abortion medications. This is SRN News. China is banning hidden car door handles. Here's correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
Officials say all car doors will have to include a mechanical release function for handles, except for the tailgate. Reporter Eduardo Castillo explains why.
There have been some accidents involving allegedly some door problems. In more simple terms, that the doors didn't work and people couldn't get out.
The new requirement will take effect on January 1st, 2027, while car makers with already approved models will have until January 1st, 2029 to comply. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
As the Super Bowl approaches, the battle for advertisers to win 120 million viewers will be just as heated as the game itself. Dozens of advertisers are pulling out all the stops with all the old tried and true icons like the Budweiser Clydesdales and many others. More details at srnnews.com.